More than 20 civilians have reportedly been killed in a fresh US-led coalition airstrike in northern Syria. According to a UK-based monitoring group, the coalition's warplanes targeted civilians while they were trying to flee Daesh terrorists near the city of Raqqa. The provincial capital of Raqqa has been under the control of Takfiri terrorists since 2014. The city has been repeatedly targeted by US-led coalition under the pretext of curbing the Daesh terror group. Washington claims its warplanes avoid civilian deaths in their bombings of Syria, but locals say most of those killed are civilians. Joining us now via Skype from Ontario is Ken Stone. He's with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Stone. Now, even the UN has expressed concerns over the sharp rise in civilian casualties resulting from U.S. airstrikes. Indiscriminately bombing and killing civilians isn't really the best way to fight terrorism, as the U.S. claims it's doing.
Well, it would be much easier if the U.S. to fight terrorism in Syria if the U.S. would coordinate its efforts with the legitimate government in Damascus and its allies, Russia and Iran. Instead, the U.S. acts like a rogue state. It ignores international law, it tells no one of its intentions, its trigger-happy pilots routinely bomb areas filled with civilians. It uses ISIS as an excuse to intervene in Syria without the permission of the Syrian government, and it routinely breaks every agreement it has made at Vienna and in Switzerland, in Geneva, under UN auspices to bring peace to Syria, and turns around and bombs Syrian targets, such as it did last year at Deir ez-Zor. So bombing civilian targets is not a way to fight terrorism. Working with the countries that are actually fighting terrorism on the ground, like Russia, Iran, and Syria, that's the way to go.
Well, Mr. Stone, considering that the U.S. has adamantly refused to do that, doesn't this raise further questions regarding the U.S.'s objectives when it gets involved in places like Iraq and Syria and even Yemen, claiming to fight terrorism?
In my opinion, the USA is not really in Syria or Yemen or any other country to fight terrorism. In Syria, it has been trying to overthrow the Syrian Arab Republic since its foundation in 1963. From 2011 to 2016, it orchestrated a regime change operation using proxy armies of terrorist mercenaries with the help of NATO, including Canada, unfortunately, and the Arab monarchies to try and overthrow the Syrian government. They employed terrorists. They weren't fighting terrorists. They employed terrorists. But since the liberation of Aleppo, it's become clear that the regime change operation has failed. And now the U.S. is clearly trying to implement the former Secretary of State John Kerry's infamous Plan B, which is to partition Syria. And that's why the USA is working now with Kurdish elements to try and carve out of Syria a Kurdish state. This is flagrantly illegal, but the United States is a neo-colonial power and it won't give up its territorial ambitions in Syria or Iraq or Yemen or Afghanistan. That's the nature of the beast.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Ken Stone with the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Stone, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.